Life is the sum of all of our choices. Life is the sum of all of our choices. We make choices every minute of every day. We make choices we're happy. We make choices we're sad. We make choices we're healthy. We make choices we're sick. We make choices all the time. What are the choices that you make? What are the choices that you make every single day of your life? What are the choices that you are making every minute of your life? It's so easy to make negative choices because that seems to be so something done around us. But you'll find out people are making positive choices more than they are making negative choices. The number of positive choices that are being made in this world are at least 100 times more than any negative. 1,000,000 times more, 1,000,000,000 times more. Now, why do I say that? Because everything we do is positive. Every choice we have is positive. I am not sick. And that's a negative statement. But it's a positive choice. I am not sick. And that statement is okay, and it does wonderful things. But when you say, I am whole and perfect, then you are putting a truly positive dynamite cause in motion, and you get the most powerful response you could ever want. Now, are you able to do that? Are you able to get the most positive result you could ever want? Are you able to do that? Are you able to think your thought and have your thought be demonstrated in a perfect, beautiful way? Are you able to do that? Well, yes, we are. But it takes training. We go back to the little boy who's told to write on the blackboard, I will not be a bad boy. I will not be a bad boy. I will not be a bad boy. And so he sort of makes more positive that he will be a bad boy because he's got the idea of bad boy in his mind. Now, if he would say, I am a good boy, I'm a good boy, I'm a good boy, he may not be demonstrating that good boyness at the moment, but he is putting that positive cause in motion for himself. Now, sometimes it's so easy to say, oh, that it tastes so good, it tastes so good. And it's something that we don't really care for, you might say, like children and spinach. And spinach is not the most delicious food in the world to anybody. Even connoisseurs who say they like all vegetables and they like spinach don't like spinach. You build an acquired taste for spinach as well as many other things. And as you build this acquired taste, you build the taste of saying, spinach is good for me. Spinach is a healthy food. Spinach makes me strong and powerful. Spinach is Popeye's food. Spinach is good food. Spinach is wonderful food. And you're saying that even though every time you take a spoonful of spinach, it does not say to you, I like it. It does not say to you, I like it, because every time you take a spoonful of spinach, you have that same taste that comes into your mouth that says spinach is not that good. But you build an acquired taste for it. You build an acquired taste for health. You build an acquired taste for happiness. You build an acquired taste for your neighbors. Now, your neighbors are moving in and they're moving in with lots of things, and their front yard is filled with all sorts of things that they haven't found a place to put it yet. And they've moved a lot of stuff into the backyard, and the backyard looks like a dump, and it is just terrible. And so you say to yourself, I have the most orderly neighbors in town. I have the most orderly neighbors in town. I have orderly neighbors. I have orderly neighbors. Now, you keep saying that. And then, as you keep saying that, little by little, you will see that these neighbors truly are orderly. It just takes them a little while to find a place for everything. and move it into that. And as you do this, you're finding that you're seeing everything in divine order. You are seeing everything orderly. You are seeing your neighbors as orderly. And as you have the neighbors taking time to move in and put the things away, you find that they are indeed orderly neighbors, because you have spoken your word that they're orderly neighbors. Now, maybe they were always orderly neighbors, and it just took time for them to move everything into place. But you, by putting your statement in motion, I have orderly neighbors. My neighbors are orderly people. I live in an orderly neighborhood. I put everything away. I have order at my house. All is in divine order. You see, the more you say these things, the more you compound these things in your thought, the more you say these things in your world, the more you bring them to happen in your life. The more you bring them to happen in your experience. But you are making this an illustration of what you believe. You're making this something that's important to you. Now, it could be important to you. The neighbors have a dumpy front lawn. Everything is everywhere, and that disturbs you. Or you could say, my neighbors are orderly. And then your neighbors will be orderly. They will be orderly not because they want to or don't want to, but because you see them orderly. And you see them orderly, and you see everything they do orderly, and you say to them, well, neighbors, is there anything I can do to help you? You're moving in with all your wonderful things there. I imagine it's quite something to find a place for everything, isn't it? We say, yes, but we're good at putting things away. We're good at finding places for things to go. We're good at doing this, and it works just wonderful for us. We love doing it. And then little by little, because you put the cause in motion that your neighbors are orderly, your neighbors are orderly. Now, if you had put the cause in motion that your neighbors are not orderly, then it would seem to be a lifetime before they found order in their home, if ever, because you found them disorderly. You would find disorder in everything they do. But when you say, my neighbors are orderly, you find order in everything they do, and you find your neighbors are quite wonderful. Your new neighbors are the ideal neighbors. The ideal neighbors for the neighborhood. And this is very wonderful, very wonderful, very positive, very beautiful. And it's exactly what you want to do. You want to be in charge of whatever circumstances you want in your life. Life is really, truly the sum of all of our choices. Life is the sum total of all of our choices. Of all the choices we make, life is the sum total. So let's make that sum total of choices good choices. Choices that are beautiful, choices that are wonderful, choices that are ideal, choices that are marvelous. And as you make these choices that are marvelous and ideal, you'll find that everything flows just perfectly that way. Now, would you like to have the sum total of your choices be that you are a wealthy person, that you are a healthy person, that you are a divine person, that you live in a wonderful world, that you have a fabulous family, that everything in your world is beautiful and good? Would you like to have all those choices, all those statements of truth about you? Would you like to have them be your reality? Well, they are your reality as soon as you make life the sum total of all of your choices. And you make those choices consciously, significantly, purposefully, for whatever it is that's important for you. Make your life a life of good choices, and watch how wonderful your life is right now, right this minute. In everything you do, your life is fabulous. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.